Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and during this hour, we're going to take your phone calls, and we've got lots of important information to share with you. We are going to talk to you about spring detox. That's a subject that I covered in our weekly newsletter. You can go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to the newsletter, or you can click on drhoffman.com and read my article on spring detox, but we'll be discussing it in more detail later in the program. Plus, your phone calls, 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. Now, for our New York audience, if you call that number now, well, now means from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunday, and nobody's going to be there. But the show is broadcast to our national audience from noon to 2 p.m., and you can do that next Saturday and for several additional weeks because the Mets will be playing spring baseball, and you can pose your question to me, and you can then hear yourself on Sunday night. So it's 888-302-3684. And this week, one of the big stories this week, and we got to cover this because this is part of, I think, a kind of a concerted campaign to push back against the Atkins diet and low-carb eating and the paleo diet. The paleo diet's been gaining a lot of traction these days. It's getting a lot of press. And there is inevitable pushback from the people who are veggie-oriented or plant-based diet-oriented. And in fact, there's going to be a new book that I think this controversy is really going to heat up this spring with the publication of a new book that's written by Colin Campbell, who is the guru of the vegetarian community. He argues that meat in our diet and animal protein causes cancer and heart disease. And so we'll analyze that book as soon as it comes out, both in our podcasts and here on the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Probably write an article for the website. But the headline this week, it's a pretty lurid headline. Check this out. Meat and cheese may be as bad for you as smoking. And the article continues, that chicken wing you're eating could be as deadly as a cigarette. Wow. I guess I'm doing myself in. I thought by stopping smoking, I was going to assure myself longevity. But I guess, the chicken and lamb. And the other night, I had grass-fed beef liver. So, my goodness, that's like a whole pack of cigarettes, according to these folks. In a new study that tracked a large sample of adults for nearly two decades, I'm reading from Science Daily, researchers have found that eating a diet rich in animal proteins during middle age makes you four times more likely to die of cancer than someone with a low-protein diet, and they say that that's a risk comparable to smoking. They say that protein lovers were 74% more likely to die of any cause within the study period than their more low-protein counterparts, and they were several times more likely to die of diabetes. Okay, so immediately I saw this and I said, well, let me get on the horn, or actually in this day and age, let me get on the internet to my good colleagues in the field of nutrition and see what they have to say about this. And so very quickly, I got a response from Dr. David Perlmutter, who is author of Grain Brain and a big proponent of a lower carbohydrate diet. And he wrote a nice article that we published at drhoffman.com. You can check it out there. And I'll share his impressions because literally within hours of the study coming out, he rendered an opinion. And he actually says he's actually quite conservative in his statement. He says, overall, I think the study does provide some valuable information. It's important that the study clearly points a finger at the consumption of meat and dairy products in America. So, I thought he was going to say, well, no, that can't be right. The study is wrong. But he's actually saying and acknowledging that there may be a problem with the quality of meat and dairy in America. And that's a little bit the direction I was going in criticizing this. Dr. Perlmutter writes, more than 90% of the meat consumed in America is grain-fed, as are the cows from which our dairy products are derived. So we have a little motto here. You are what you eat eats. It's not just you are what you eat, but it's you are what you eat eats. And if your dairy is fed on corn and other artificial silage that is rich sometimes in growth hormones, antibiotics, and chemicalized feed, then the meat that you're going to get from that source or the dairy products that are made by those animals are going to be laden in harmful chemicals, which might be carcinogenic. And I also turned to a very, very excellent critique by a guy named Spencer Nadolsky. He's a guy who writes science commentaries on the internet, and I posted a link on my Facebook page. Just check out www.facebook.com/drRonaldHoffman and like me there, because you'll get a lot of good information, things that I post. High protein diets linked to cancer? Should you be concerned? By Spencer Nadolsky. And his analysis is actually very good, because he really read the studies. He took the time and he looked at the studies which purport to show that that meat and cheese is as deadly as smoking. And it's a very, very lurid and exaggerated claim. And you kind of got to drill down and look at the studies. So excuse me, we're going to go a little bit into the science and statistical realm. And that's boring, right? You'd want to read lurid headlines like, you know, high protein diets linked to cancer. That, you know, that is going to grab your attention. But some boring, pedantic analysis of a study, you know, that's going to start, you know, you're going to, I can't, you know, it's too much information. I can't deal with it. So what's this based on? Actually, they used two studies for this, and the two studies really shouldn't be linked, because one of the studies is the NHANES study that shows that if you are from 50 to 65, higher protein actually led to a higher risk of death. But it really didn't show that there was much of a risk for death from cancer. If you have diabetes, higher protein means a higher risk of death. But when you're over 65, magically, somehow, this statistical association in humans is reversed. So what they say is that you should eat low protein, but when you hit 65, you know, like your 65th birthday, all of a sudden flip the script and start eating more protein, because that will actually protect you from dying. So how does that magically happen? Well, it's kind of a strange statistical aberration. It doesn't speak to what you should be doing from age 18 to 50. That's not in the study. And it's unclear precisely why, if it's bad for you from 50 to 65, magically, once you're over 65, extra protein is beneficial. But the questions they didn't answer, as Dr. Perlmutter points out, what are the sources of protein? The study that they cite doesn't measure anything beyond whether it's animal protein or plant protein. They say plant protein is better for you, but, you know, organic chicken breast or grass-fed beef is not comparable to an Oscar Mayer wiener, you know, that's full of preservatives and fillers. And, you know, also they didn't look much at other aspects of the lifestyles of these individuals. Did they consume fast food? Did they laboriously home cook their meals like many of us do who are health conscious? Could a healthy lifestyle circumvent these events? Say, you know, you're sedentary and you eat more protein, but what if you're an athlete? You know, if you, like me, exercise frequently, I swam a mile this morning, I often cycle, you know, 10, 20, 30 miles. Would extra protein help with athletic performance, even in someone over the critical age of 50? And so on and so on. So then they match this with a study in mice, and a very, very artificial study. They implanted the mice with melanoma tumors, and then they looked at the effect of protein. So it's not really a natural thing. They didn't just take mice and feed them protein. They actually gave them cancer, and then feeding them more protein caused the cancers to grow, which predictably would be the case, because if you semi-starve someone, you know, and they have rapidly growing cells like cancer cells, the cells might grow less rapidly. So They blame this on something called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor 1. And it turns out that protein may trigger the production of IGF-1. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about growth hormone. IGF-1 is similar to growth hormone. And if you want to be strong and look young, you'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars getting growth hormone injections. And that's thought to be desirable. But in this study, IGF-1 was thought to be a big contributor to cancer. It's actually been shown that it contributes to risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer. And so if anything, this study should suggest that people ought to be cautious about taking growth hormone, because if you have a small early precancer in your body, as many people do, the growth hormone might stimulate the replication of those cancer cells, making them grow faster. So bottom line, you know, I got to say, there's a little sleight of hand involved in this study. And I think that the people who put out this study were interested in buttressing the conclusion that a plant-based diet, low in protein, high in starch, whole grains, carbohydrates, is the right way to go. I don't think that this conclusively demonstrates that. And in addition to being bad science, it's bad journalism. Grabbing headlines when the headlines are not really warranted. We'll have more to say about that, and we invite you to call us, 888-302-3684. But the diet debates are really heating up, and that's something that you're going to need to follow, because we'll provide you with the 411 on the ongoing controversy, as it definitely is. You know, temperatures are going to rise this spring, and the diet debate is definitely going to heat up. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got callers at 888-302-3684. Sheila from Queens, New York. Sheila, how did you know to call? Because, you know, the in New York, temporarily, the program is on from 11 to 12 on Sundays, as you probably know. But you managed to call. How did you know to call us during the time when we record the show from noon to 2 on Saturdays?
Well, the last time, excuse me, Dr. Hoffman, the last time I heard you, you spoke about you not being on the radio for perhaps 1 month.
Correct.
And then you gave out this telephone number, so I wrote down the number, and that's how I got the telephone number.
Okay, well, lucky you. And then in addition, and this is kind of cool, you get to listen to yourself from 11 to 12, so you can tell all your friends and relatives, like, I'm on the radio, just turn on the radio on Sunday night. Very cool. What's your question?
So my question is regarding Invisalign. The safety of Invisalign in the mouth for about a year,
right.
Considering the material that it's made of, is it safe to be in the mouth for 1 year?
Well, did you do a little research? Did you do your due diligence on what that's made of? I mean, what Invisalign is, it's kind of an innovation. It's, you know, when I was a kid, I had to wear braces, and that made me a social pariah because they called me metal mouth, and I looked really dumb because I had skipped a grade, so I was already one of the shortest boys in the class. Mm-hmm. And I had glasses already by that time. So I had glasses and braces, and I was like short. So I caught a lot of flack, and I wish that they had Invisalign then, because I could have had like a more cosmetic appearance to my braces that would have been less obtrusive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as to the safety of it, you know, often they put stuff that's unacceptable in the mouth, you know, like amalgam, which is silver with mercury. And they say, don't worry about the mercury. It's harmless. Well, but right. That's a double standard, because on the one hand, they say, well, the mercury in your mouth is harmless, but the mercury in a fluorescent light, you know, like these new economy lights that they have, if you drop one and break it, you know, call the Environmental Protection Agency and get someone with a hazmat suit to pick it up.
Right.
So, you know, it, little wonder that people like you and many in the public distrust the safety of products that they approve. Yeah, I don't know the details on this. I you know, presume that it's something that is fairly inert, and that it doesn't leach harmful chemicals like bisphenol A or something like that into the system that might have reproductive consequences or damage the thyroid or have cancer-causing potential.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, it's an artificial substance, but, you know, it's a risk-benefit equation. You know, as you get older, your teeth tend to crowd and they go out of line. So adults often have to wear braces these days. It's kind of a new idea. It used to be thought, well, you know, you do when you're a kid and then forget about it. But as adults age, and as you grind your teeth and as your mouth changes shape, the pressures sometimes cause your teeth to misalign. So people will have snaggly teeth, and they try and they correct it later in life. How old are you, Sheila?
Oh, I'm 62.
Okay, so you'll be the oldest kid in your class with braces, right, at 62? Because the usual age when they put braces on kids is what, like 7, 8, 9, 10, something like that. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. What I was saying was, the thing is, instead of my teeth getting crowded, I'm getting gaps between my teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe that would be a good idea instead of wearing the braces. Are the braces safe, though?
I mean, well, I think braces, you know, metal braces may have downsides too, because metal is not entirely inert. There's sometimes leakage of metal materials in the body. But look, I think it's important because, you know, as you age, your teeth become misaligned, and that affects your bite, and that affects your ability to eat, and that compromises your nutrition. So I think that it's a benign solution to a problem that people encounter as they get older. You know, I'd have to do a little due diligence to find out if, you know, Invisalign is about to become the latest toxic scandal because of some harmful ingredient, some plasticizer that they put in the transparent plastic that they use to align your teeth. But so far, I haven't heard that there's problems associated with that. And, you know, I recently had a couple of old fillings replaced. And, of course, you know, you want to use the natural product. The composites that they use now are very strong. They're relatively non-toxic. And I was happy to get, you know, in effect, white fillings that, you know, are not going to make me look like a metal mouth when I open my mouth. And they're very inert, and they really shouldn't cause a problem. So I think you'll be okay. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we come back, we're going to take a look at spring detox and some of the things that you can do to kick off your own personal detoxification process. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. As a matter of fact, in the most recent Intelligent Medicine newsletter, we featured an article about spring detox. So you can go to drhoffman.com and read about it. But let me share some of the information with you. After a long, arduous, cold, gloomy winter, redemption is finally in sight. We've had Ash Wednesday and Mardi Gras this last week. And this demarcates the beginning of Lent, which is the lead up to Easter and Passover, along with ultimately warming weather. And this is prime time for detoxification. The practice of Lent is a form of detoxification. After a long winter, you give up something, you eat more lightly. Many religious traditions have something like this. Native American fasts and Jewish religious fasts and Ramadan in the Muslim religion. There are a lot of fasting practices, and actually there are healthy benefits. We talked about intermittent fasting recently, which has been shown to extend lifespan, reduce insulin resistance. It's not just a way of shedding the pounds. It's a way of feeling better, clearer, sometimes recognizing that you may have food allergies or blood sugar problems that cause you to feel sluggish, mentally foggy, achy, congested. So detoxification is a wonderful thing to do. Plus, there is a prevalent condition called fatty liver. Fatty liver occurs in about 50 to 20% of Americans, and it happens when the liver gets literally clogged with fat. There's an article about this in the Wall Street Journal this last week, the debate over juice cleanses and toxin removal. And they kind of go back and forth about the different methods, fasting on vegetable juice or soaking in Epsom salts. But the method that we like to use at the Hoffman Center, I mean, I've done a lot of research on this over the years, and finally we arrived at what could best be described as detox in a box. It's kind of a one-stop shop for detox, and it's very easy. And we do it with our patients under supervision at the Hoffman Center, but we also offer it to non-patients using a product which is not available in health food stores. It's only available through nutritionally oriented physicians like myself via our website at drhoffman.com. Just click on the store and you'll find it. It's called Core Restore. Core Restore. And you can detox safely and effectively and with very little deprivation. And it's got all the instructions. It comes complete with easy to follow instructions and sample menus. It's scientifically formulated. It's balanced. And here's what it consists of. It's got four components. You get something called Core Support Powder. And Core Support Powder contains a variety of nutrients that are associated with detoxification. Okay? So it includes vegetable and antioxidant blend, broccoli sprout extract, tomato extract containing lycopene, carrot, spinach, kale, Brussels sprout extract, L-glutamine, acetyl-L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid, rosemary, a very valuable spice for detoxification, ellagic acid, which is present in strawberries, and some magnesium and potassium, because you don't want to become electrolyte depleted during some dietary restriction. It has a component called PhytoCore, which is specifically for liver detox, containing dandelion, choline, inositol, milk thistle, and other things that are associated with hepatic detoxification, because many people suffer, even if you're not aware of it, due to elevated liver function tests, your liver may be congested. And the French actually have a word for this. They call it crise de foie, which means a crisis of the liver, which apparently the French undergo after, you know, eating too high on the hog, too much pâté, and maybe a little too much in the way of wine. And then they take the cure at a spa. But you can get kind of a spa in a box by doing this program. Then there's also a basic supplement that is kind of a one-stop supplement for while you're detoxing. You know, you don't need to take all your other supplements when you're detoxing. So in effect, you take a little bit of vacation from all your other supplements and just take what's in the Core Restore kit. And that's just a good basic multiple providing you with the nutrients that support detoxification and while you're on a lighter diet so that you don't become deficient. And then the fourth component is a patient guide with menus and a list of foods to have. So the foods that increase detoxification include blueberries and raspberries and apples and lots of vegetables, certain grains like whole grain rice, quinoa, amaranth, but not refined flours or gluten. And they give you a list of foods to have and foods to avoid with sample menus. And the first few days, actually, you don't eat very much. And then on the next few days, you start adding some food for a period of 7 days. And then you can go for longer. You could actually take it up to 28 days for a full month of a light detox, eating lightly, taking the supplements from the kit. And remarkable things will happen. You will notice that your energy goes through the roof. Your skin will clear. Your mucus will disappear. Your breathing will improve. Your endurance will improve, although you're not supposed to do very heavy-duty, rigorous exercise. If you're planning to train for a marathon, this is not the thing to do immediately before a marathon. But if you're doing light daily exercise, moderate exercise, that's fine. You just don't want to do it while you're sort of detoxing. It messes up the detox if you overdo it. This is all based on scientific principles, because there are a variety of detoxification pathways, sulfation and glucuronidation and glutathione conjugation and acetylation, methylation and amino acid conjugation. And, you know, you have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out on your own. But the folks who developed Core Restore have come up with a scientifically validated way of facilitating removal of toxins from your body and a way of clearing excessive, all the things that burden your body with excess toxicity. You're going to try to avoid coffee, soda, alcohol, and get plenty of filtered water, 6 to 8 glasses per day, to flush unwanted toxins out of your body. That's important. And things that facilitate GI removal of toxins as well. Although I'm not a fan of, you know, some of these intestinal cleanse products. They're not good. I mean, they will make it seem like stuff's coming out, but they do so by promoting diarrhea. And you can actually, some of these products are dangerous. You can actually die from electrolyte depletion. The diarrhea is so serious that you become depleted, dehydrated, and electrolyte insufficient. And you actually can become laxative dependent because of the laxative ingredients in some of these colon cleanse, intestinal cleanse products. So that's not what this is about. This is a sensible, scientifically validated plan. It's called Core Restore. And I urge you to check it out. Take the Core Restore Challenge this spring. See if you don't feel better. I think it's a teaching moment to put people on this kind of detox. Check out drhoffman.com, the store, for information, and give it a shot. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. so keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, and now it's time for Maria in Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Dr. Hoffman?
Thanks.
I have a question. I'm taking, what's the name? It's carbethacin. It's the generic for the cholesterol. I take 5 milligrams
okay.
a day for
it's
many
It's probably
years.
Taking something called Crestor. Is that correct?
Yes, but the generic.
Right, okay.
For many years, I take 5 milligrams.
And
right. I was taking to niacin, recommended
right.
by my daughter for a few years,
set yep.
750 milligrams.
Right.
But I heard you the other day saying that the flush free doesn't do anything, which I was taking the 500 milligrams.
Right.
And the 250, I was taking time release, and he said it can affect the liver, right?
Right.
So I was thinking about taking something else, but I don't know the difference between one thing that's plant sterols and stenols.
Okay. Yeah,
and
so yeah, let's talk about ways of lowering cholesterol. You know, I get where you're coming from. That's why I cut you off. So when it comes to lowering cholesterol, I mean, the first thing I always ask is, do you really, really need to lower cholesterol? And you may say, well, I have a high cholesterol, so I should lower it. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to lower cholesterol. If you are actually free of heart disease, there's...
Not, the point, I'm sorry to interrupt, it's not to lower cholesterol. I have a heart disease problem and taking carvedilol. It's from a year ago that they discovered I have.
Okay.
And it's to prevent more of the heart disease because I have a valve problem and the walls of the heart enlarged. And so I'm on carvedilol.
Okay, so I get it. So let me, you know, let's assume that you really need that. Although I would have to say, you know, having a valve problem and having an enlarged heart it doesn't mean you need to lower your cholesterol. I mean, you may say, well, that's a heart problem, but
yeah.
that's like saying, you know, it's a little bit saying like, I've got a foot problem. Where is it? Is it in your toe? Is it in your heel? Is it in your arch? I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that you need, one type of therapy. If you have blockage, if you've had a heart attack or stent, I mean, clearly, yeah, then maybe you're a candidate. But often I find in people who have high cholesterol, especially women, that they have no plaque. They have no plaque whatsoever. So what are you doing when you're lowering cholesterol? That's the point I want to make. I know you don't want to hear that because you want to hear what, you know, want to hear what can lower your cholesterol. So hang on. So an alternative to taking niacin. Say you don't want to take niacin because it's causing flushing or you're concerned that it may affect your liver. By the way, niacin is still a pretty legitimate way to reduce cardiovascular disease, notwithstanding the fact that many in the medical profession have lost interest in niacin after some studies that suggest that niacin is not that beneficial. But these studies are actually not such good studies. The studies have mostly been done to see if niacin augments a statin drug. And that's a little bit like saying, you know, you want to test out the effectiveness of suspenders in people who are already wearing belts. I mean,
yes.
if they're already taking a statin, you're going to get some protection, and how much more are you going to get from the niacin? Maybe not that much. But niacin is still legit. I have a problem with what's called time-release niacin or the so-called flush-free niacin, the inositol nicotinate. That doesn't work at all. Flush-free niacin...
Stop it.
So, yeah, don't take that. That doesn't work. It doesn't even work. If you want, you can take, and you got to be careful because it can affect the liver, you can take a regular niacin, or you can take pantothenic acid, and I just had a patient taking about 600 milligrams of pantothenic acid. Her cholesterol was well over, it was like nearly 300. Now it's down to 167 with pantothene. Pantothene, yeah, it's called pantothene. But you need to take about 6 capsules a day to get an effect. 1 or 2 won't work. You can also take plant sterols. Plant phytosterols are also beneficial for lowering cholesterol. And they also provide a protective effect. So those you can also get in various forms. Go ahead.
That was my question. Between that and altered Google or Google lipids.
Yeah, Google lipids are not that effective, in my opinion.
Okay.
And, you know, another thing that's not that effective is polycosanol.
Uh-huh.
But look, when you deal with heart disease, Maria, you could just pop Maria down because I want to make a final point with her. It's not just about lowering cholesterol. It's about taking the things that protect your heart, such as coenzyme Q10, which doesn't necessarily lower cholesterol, chiolic, which may slightly lower cholesterol, but it actually protects your arteries, resveratrol, fish oil, vitamin D, vitamin K. All these things may not act on cholesterol, but they protect your heart. So let's think in a broad way about your problem and not just numerically to get the cholesterol number down. That's the only point I'm making. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A little follow-up on something we mentioned last week. We actually got a lot of inquiries about Manuka cream, and lots of people called our store to try it at drhoffman.com. And a little anecdote is we have a friend, and they have a small child, and we gave them some Manuka cream. It's a cream that is very helpful for inflammatory problems, for dry skin. It's literally miraculous in terms of its anti-aging effects on the skin. I use it routinely as an aftershave. I can't be bothered to do a lot of skin treatments, but after I shave and before I go out in this cold weather, I apply it to the skin. Well, anyway, these people, apparently they left the stuff out. The kid, as kids do, the kid got into the Manuka cream and said, this tastes good, ate about half the container, and we said, oh my goodness, what could happen to a person who consumes half a container of something that is a powerful anti-inflammatory, antibiotic cream? And it turns out the kid was absolutely fine. It was as if nothing happened. Now try that with a powerful steroid cream or a powerful antibiotic cream, pharmaceutical type product or over-the-counter product. So very, very natural, harmless, and beneficial. And, you know, the other day I was looking at my shins, and like many of you, you know, I'm wearing long underwear, woolen socks, it's cold, it's dry, and my shins were getting all flaky, and I was saying, oh my goodness. So I applied this stuff, the Manuka cream, and literally within days, it was gone. All that flakiness disappeared. So check out drhoffman.com, the store, Manuka cream. This is Intelligent Medicine.